USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will move to closing arguments next week. Judge Peter Cahill addressing the jury after both sides finished presenting evidence.
Next step for you is to listen to closing arguments and then retire for deliberations. That'll occur on Monday.
Chauvin himself choosing not to testify in the case where he's accused of killing George Floyd. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is applauding the plan by President Biden to remove U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The safety of our troops and the security of the American people must be our priority.
The withdrawal of roughly 3,000 remaining troops in Afghanistan will start on May 1st and should end by early September. Democrats on Capitol Hill introducing a bill that would pack the Supreme Court, adding four members and saying we must get more liberal justices. USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is continuing to monitor a buildup of Soviet troops at the Russia-Ukraine border.
That buildup is now estimated at 80,000 Russian troops. Speaking from NATO headquarters in Brussels, Secretary Lloyd Austin was questioned about the proliferation of Russian troops at the Ukraine border.
We continue to monitor very closely the activity there, and we continue to consult with our partners. As you heard us say earlier this evening, we call upon Russia to cease their provocations and to be more transparent about this recent activity.
Earlier in the week, Secretary Austin announced more U.S. troops will be deployed to Germany to strengthen deterrence in defense of Europe. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd is invoking his Fifth Amendment right as court began on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is continuing his public dispute with Dr. Anthony Fauci, claiming Fauci wants Americans to remain in President Joe Biden's basement, even if they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. Fauci is continuing to urge the public to maintain preventative measures as the COVID-19 pandemic continues, regardless of their vaccination status, to which Rand Paul tells Fox Business.
Just a couple of weeks ago, his own institute published a study that said that if you've had the infection naturally, that you do have immunity to the various variants. Same with the vaccines. The CDC also has now released a week or two ago that if you've been vaccinated, you're not going to be a carrier, you're not going to transmit it to other people. Instead, Dr. Fauci comes out with statements like, oh, even though you've been vaccinated, you still need to stay in Joe Biden's basement. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go out. That's kind of ridiculous. It's against the science, and it's actually discouraging people. People want a reward. Rewards work, and your reward if you get the vaccine is you can live your life again. You're not going to get it or transmit it to people. The likelihood is very, very small, and the risk is such that you could probably go back to living a normal life.
In Major League Baseball, Chicago White Sox pitcher Carlos Rodon becomes the second player this year to toss a no-hitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.